Let's set this up because this is our man, our favourite American, Michael Lombardi. Michael Lombardi, for those that don't know, he was a GM and he's been in the NFL all his life, but he's a mad 76ers fan, right? And he got to know Brett Brown really well during that period of time too. So he's invested in the game. He loves the game of basketball, mad fan. But this is what he had to say about the 76ers, right? And this is about culture as well, which could be applied to probably a number of AFL clubs going
Carlton
at the moment.
Included?
Carlton, maybe too. Have a listen to what he had to say yesterday.
I was as calm as I could ever be because what I was witnessing, what I was watching, AD, was something that I have been screaming about for 5 years. Because when you build an organization on not demanding excellence, on take a day off, you know, you have an injury, miss 2 years. You have an injury, take a year off. Oh, you feel a little chest cold coming on? Take time off. When you build an organization around not competing, around not developing mental toughness, about not wanting the players to excel to a high level, always making excuses for the players, and then you reward the players with huge contracts, this is what you get. It takes mental toughness. And when you blow leads like they do, it's really clear. It's not the missed free throws. They have no mental toughness. They are S-O-F-T. They're soft.
So that is been, there's Michael Lombardi from the GM Shuffle podcast talking about the 76ers, blowing leads.
That's right. They went through this process, Gary, where they were effectively tanking year after year trying to build a really strong squad of players. So that's what he's saying. Like, if you build an organization around that.
Taking a year off.
That's right. Where you're taking a year off. You're not competing all the time. You don't have that high level of competitive spirit about everything you do. And you don't make it hard for the players. And then you reward them with big contracts. That's what you get overall. And I think there's an element, I think there's a strong element of truth associated to that.
Yeah, I love listening to Michael Lombardi. Phil in Bayswater, Phil, I think you're on the same path.
Yeah, Tim, I listened to that and I watched the last two games with a different perspective because it just rung true. But Joel Embiid, the wind changes, mate, and he sits down for half a game. But safe to say, Mad Monday won't be good at the 76ers. But You can just see culturally they're just individuals trying to play a game, and it stood out a mile once you listen to Michael and watch that game how disenfranchised that whole team was.
So isn't that good on you, Phil? Thanks for that. Isn't again? I'm asking the question. So Ben Brown was the coach of that organisation, and so we take an interest because he's an Aussie. Now they say he's a good coach, knows what he's doing, but he couldn't control the egos in the team, and couldn't get Embiid and Simmons on the same page, and you needed a strong hand at the till. So Doc Rivers comes in, who's got all those credentials. He still can't get it sorted.
Yeah, no, he was supposed to be the man that was able to sort
it
out.
So what's that say?
Well, it says that they've got a deep, deep problem with the personnel. You know, Jimmy Butler? He was there for one season, he went down to the Heat. He had the same problem with it because he was a super competitive player, right? Like super hard
on
himself and on others, and he thought the team didn't compete hard enough in the time that he was there too.
Compete. It's a really simple word. It's at the heart of everything, though. Like, if you were a Carlton supporter right now, that would be the thing that would frustrate you most right now, is you go out and you see the team and they don't compete every minute of every day, of every game.
Yeah.
They don't, like, compete. When I say they don't compete, they don't compete hard enough. And that was reflected in all the numbers that are going around, and we can trot them out forever and ever, but they tell the story. They came out against the GWS Giants after a week of all sorts of scrutiny and putting the coach, you know, front and square. They didn't compete hard enough. They didn't tackle.
That's right.
They didn't close down space. They allowed uncontested marks at a level that just says, I don't want to compete.
Do you think right now in the way that we are hearing coaches talk about their athletes and their players and the way they have to manage players. And it's different. It's changed. Yeah, like it's the old style coach is dead and buried. But the new style coach has found a way of being able to do the two things, still to be that demanding coach. There's no abuse going on, that type of thing. The man management skills are far greater than they've ever been before. Mm. But I think this still stands true. And no one's ever going to thank you, Gary, for asking too little of them.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. And don't, yeah, you know, if you're sitting out there and you're listening and you think it's about Carlton, well, it's not. They're just the team at the moment who fit this bill. My team were like that for a long time. They didn't compete hard enough. And then you go, okay, well, why? Personnel, culture, what they're being asked to do, how they're being asked to play. And this is what Michael Lombardi's saying. Stop making excuses for your footy side. Or stop making excuses for the side that you're barracked for. Instead of, you know, looking at it going, oh, no, that you're picking holes in them, or you're picking on them, or you're harsh. I mean, there's the reality. And so, and we'll get to Carl. We'll talk about the Blues again. But when you're not laying tackles and you're conceding the uncontested marks, then so that speaks to their competitiveness, but also of the way you're being asked to play. So you could strip it back and say, play one-on-one and beat your man.
You could, yeah.
Instead of this zone, and, yeah, we showed some stuff last night, and, you know, pushing back into holes and filling. That sort of gives you an out, Tim. It says, don't worry about your man here. I'm not asking you to beat him. I'm asking you to take part in this group team thing, which for good sides and great sides works. But for others, it opens a door for an excuse.
And you know, all the coaches would respond by saying, well, one-on-one football just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, well,
you can't defend one-on-one anymore.
That's right.
You'll get picked apart. You'll get pulled all over the ground.
To a degree, that's right. But one-on-one football is not, when you say one-on-one football, it's not Tim versus Gary wherever you go.
Yeah.
You can still play your team defence, but you can still defend an opponent in that team defence.
That's right. But the baseline is, getting back to your original point and what we're talking about, the baseline is you have to compete.
You've got
to
compete.
Because if you don't compete at the coalface, if you don't make it difficult for the opposition to play against you, then they'll have the ball and you'll spend the whole time running around trying to get the ball back from them.
And that's what happened. The biggest pressure differential in a game for 5 years was that game on the weekend.
Extraordinary.
And they just continued to do it, you know, with the ball in hand. And, you know, and this is what frustrates footy supporters. I saw the matchup of Buckley and Mackay. And this is not a knock on Jack Buckley, who's had a fantastic year, but he's not a fullback on Harry Mackay. But they played in there and got away with it for all but 14 minutes.
Because?
Well, they never exposed the one-on-one. They never... But for 14 minutes they did. They got some ascendancy at the centre. They got centre square, and it was a nightmare. They closed the gap to 12 minutes like that, to 12 points like that.
Yeah.
And then it just dissipated again.
Because the pressure was on further up the ground. As soon as the pressure was released and Carlton then started to win a fair share of the ball, then the GWS were always going to be under pressure. It's exactly what they didn't want.
Oh, they don't like it. That's why you'll never coach, Gary. Stick to your ramble. I'm sorry. You don't like it. You're a Carlton fan. You don't like the criticism. Keep making excuses for your footy team. Fair enough.
It has been a very serious start to the show. What happened to the ramble, Dan, on the farm? Well, I'm going to throw you a ramble-type question.
No, I started with lightning bolt, or thunderbolt.
Okay, this is the question. I'm going to give you time to have a think about it. Would you ever hang a nude painting in your house?
That'll do me. Let's go to the news headlines.